Okay, so we were on the Mishnah on Chet Amud Aleph, so it's a good place to start. So the Mishnah says that Ein Beidin Chayavin Achiyo Devar Shizadon Karei Dushigoto Chatat V'chein HaMashiach V'lo Babot Kochavim Achiyo Rual Devar Shizadon Karei V'shigigo Chatat. So any Karban Chatat, and this is a normal Karban Chatat, this is the Param Davar Shal Tzibor, the Karban of the Kohen Gadol, all of them. So the rule is the same. The type of sin for which you're chayav is one which, if done on purpose, you would be chayav karet or mita. At the end of yesterday's shiur, I gave some lamdos as to why the karban is only chayav in this case, but I won't go back over it now. So the Gemara says, "Minala, and how do I know that this is true?" Titania, because the Braita says, "Rabbi Omer, Nemar Khan." Alav nemar lahalan alav mala alan davar shidano karet shigo chatat avkan davar shidano karet veshigigato chatat, because it says it by the normal case of a chatat, and then we make xerashava to vayikra yudchet legalot erfata aleha. When we talk about the Isur Erayot, which all carry with them the Isur Echiyuv Karet, and therefore we say the only type of sin for which you are Chayav, a Chatat in general, is one for which you would be Chayav Karet if done on purpose. Ask Chan Tzibur, so I know that that's true of the Tzibur, Mashiach Minalan. How do I know that that's true of the Kohen Gadol? So the Gemara says, Lashmaram, Haramashiach ki Tzibur, because we've already established that the halachot that apply to the Tzibur apply to the Kohen Gadol as well. Nasi, how about the Karban of the Melech? Yalef mi
mitzvah. That falls into that kind of weird category of being in between a normal person, but also not quite the base in his
mind. Correct, meaning he's in a certain sense like the Am, right? Meaning he needs a psak and a mistaken action, but the psak is by himself, right? So it's that weird middle category. Nasi, right, the king is different. The king is just unique karban chatat due to his status. It has nothing to do with a psak, but still, this rule is equivalent, namely that the sin still has to be one for which you b'chayv karet. Yalif, mitzvat, we make exeret shava because k'tiv gabei nasi v'asachad mikol mitzvot Hashem mitzvot rather u'k'tiv b'tzibur asachad mikol mitzvot ma tzibur davar shezudano karet u'shigod chatat. So we make a comparison between the melech and the tzibur for this purpose, that the sin has to be something that on purpose you be chayv karet. And b'shogei chatat av nasi davar shezudano karet u'shigod chatat. And yachid amar kravim nefesh yilmot tachton mi elyon. And we learn the individual from the Nasi, which in turn we had Xerah Shava to the Arayot. So it goes Arayot to Yachid to Nasi, Nasi to Tzibur, Tzibur to Kohen Gadol, and we derive that from the Vayikra Perigudchet when we talk about the Arayot. So the Gemara continues and says, "V'lo bavod kochim, v'avod et kochavim ad sheyaru." So the Gemara, the Mishnah had said that this is true of both types of the karbanot, of a regular karban that you bring, and then the unique karbanot when the sin in question is avodah zarah. So the Gemara says, "Bavod kochavim minalan." How do I know this is true of avodah zarah? The Tan Rabbanan levi sheyatsa avodat kochavim ladun beatzmam. Because it's true that first we single out of avodah zarah and say it's its own unique category. Yachol yu chayavin afilo davar she'ein zdono karet u'shigo chatat. So you might have thought that avodah zarah, if you could find a sin of avodah zarah, which we'll talk about, where you would not be chayav karet, that you would still be liable to this karban, because being associated with avodah zarah presumably is strict enough that even derivative yisurim for which you're not actually chayav karet, at least you might need a special korban or something like that. Nemar kan meinei v'nemar lan meinei. No, we make gzera shava. Ma la'alan davar shezidono karet u'shigigato chatat afkan davar shezidono karet u'shigigato chatat. So the Gemara says, Ashkechan tzibur yachid nasi mashiach minolan. So, I know that by Tzibor, what about the other three? The individual, the king, and the Kohen Gadol. Amar Krav, and Nefesh Achat. if a single, so echad yachid, ve'echad nasi, ve'echad mashiach, kulan, michal, nevesh, achatein. All of them are a soul, and therefore, whatever is true of one is, for this purpose, true of the others, yamei tachton, min ha'elyon, and then you can derive them from tachton me'elyon. Rashi says, it's yachid nasi u'mashiach, from the tzibor. So hanich l'manda mafik lei, la'aliyah l'gzera shavah. So this works if you think that the word aleha is for the gzera shava, as we said above. El rabana de mafki leila aleha la rayot utsarot davarsh is dano karei shikoto chatat minalehu. But the rabbanan had a different drasha from this, and this is from Yivamot, that aleha we learn that, so there's a rule, right? Yibum, you can only, right, if someone's brother died, so then the wife of the brother, of the deceased brother, falls into a halachic marriage. But before the marriage, a halachic connection, shall we say, that can lead to marriage, a quasi-marriage, is some sort of connection called zika. But zika does not take effect if the woman is in erva, is one of the forbidden relationships to the live brother, and then the co-wives of a woman who is forbidden to the live brother are called, well, they're always called sarot. Co-wives are sarot by definition. They cause, they are antagonistic to the other wives. But sarat erva, as the Gemara goes to great length in Yevamot to talk about, also cannot do Yibum, and Yibum is not chal on them either.
Is this a version of Yibum?
No. So that's just the background. But the Rabbanan learned this rule of Tzarat Erva, right, that Yibum won't even apply not only to the woman who's forbidden to the live brother, but to her co-wives either, from the word Aleha in the Pasuk of the Arayot, from which we wanted to derive that you're only Chayav if the sin is one which warrants karet. But if you use the pasuk for something else, then this whole, right, 1, 2, 3, 4 step of drasha that we had here won't work because you're using the drasha for something else. So that's how we get into Yibum. Right? We only get into Yibum because according to the Rabbanan, the pasuk that started this whole chain of events is not in play because it was used for a different drasha. Because the word aleha teaches that the tzarat erva, that the co-wife of the forbidden woman, is not able to have yibum, and therefore everything, you know, goes from there. So we don't have that drasha to teach that these sins are only if you're chayav karet. So the Gemara says, so how do they know this? Minalehu. This is at the last short line. So nafkalu midamatni later Rabbi Shua ben Levi lefrei. So they get it from a different drasha that Rabbi Shua ben Levi taught his son Torah achad yelochem laose bishkaga. It's one Torah for you for the one who does this by accident. Vanefesh asher taase biyad rama v'gomer. The person, the soul who does it, who does the sin, and the pasuk there is talking about avodah zarah. According to Chazal, as Rashi quotes, as it's elaborated in the Sifrei, how do you know? How do you know that doing something biyad rama, right, with a, you know, an outstretched hand, with arrogance, with brazenness, how do you know that's avodah zarah? So Rashi quotes, this is the top Rashi in the left column. Bavod kochavim mishtoi kro, detani b'sifrei, Reb Shimon Omer, bavod kochavim akatov midaber, shneamar ki dvar Hashem bazah, sheb Biza al dibur rishon. The word of God, which the drasha in the Sifrei is read, is literal. The word, meaning the first dibur, the first thing that God said to us, He has disgraced. Al dibur rishon. Shenemar ba anochi Hashem Elokecha v'lo yiyeh lecha Elohim acherim al pandai. So they derive it from there, and then back to the Gemara, second wide line, Huksha Kola Torah Kula Avodat Kochavim. We compare for these purposes the entire Torah to Avodah Zarah. Ma Avodat Kochavim Shechayavin Al Zidano Karet Val Shigato Chatat. Afkan Shechayavin Al Zidano Karet Val Shigato Chatat. So the only sins that are in play for these Karbanot Chatat, all of them, are ones that on purpose you'd be Chayv Karet, and therefore by accident you would be Chayv Chatat. So Ashkechan Yachid, so I know this is true of a regular Karban Yachid, a Chatat for an individual, Nasiu Mashiach. What about the king and the Kohen Gadol, Bein Bavot Kochavim, Bein Bishar Mitzvot Tzibur, So Ashkechan Yachid, Nasiu Mashiach, Bein Bavod Chavim, Bein Bishar Mitzvot, and Tzibor Minola. And how do I know that Tzibor and the king and the Kohen Gadol? So Yalef Elyon Mi Tachton, because we derive it from the top to the bottom, and Rashi just goes through the drasha. Dichtiv Parsha Lamala Vechit Tishku. Dainu Tzibor Vilmod Mi Tachton Mi Nefesh Malalanda Vacharet. Right, we compare the Tzibor. This is all this week's parsha, which we just read today, or didn't read today in Shul, but hopefully you did it in Shai Mikra. The pasuk that talks about the paralam davar shel tzibur, the community sinning, to the yachid, which are in close enough parsha that we derive one from the other. The Rebbe Hadi Yeshu ben Levi my Ovid Leis. And the Gemara said, okay, but now what does Rebbe, who didn't need this drasha because he learned it from Aleha before, what did he do with the drasha of Yeshu ben Levi? Mafik lechit lechidetanya. He derives from a different limud that's presented in the following brayso lefisha matzinu shechileka katuv bin rabim liyechidim. We know that there is a distinction between the punishment for an individual avodah zarah and it's tzibur. What do we call it when a tzibur violates avodah zarah? We call it iran nidachat. Rabim bisayif, the community, if an entire city worships avodah zarah, they get killed by the sword rather than by stoning. And there are different conceptual models to explain this. The Gran, the Shnod Elio, at the end of Zraim, says maybe the reason that an iran nidachat is punished with sayif, with the sword for Avodah Zarah, rather than the normal punishment of stoning, is because when an entire shevet, or entire city, goes worship the Avodah Zarah, we punish them as if they're not Jewish, right? They have like lost a certain level of Jewishness, and therefore they get the punishment of the Shiva Mitzvah B'nai Noach, and we paskin that all the Shiva Mitzvah B'nai Noach are punished with sayif. Alternate possibilities, the Rambam seems to present in Mor Nevuchim, that it's a halacha of milchama, right, that you wage war against the Yerni Dachat, and therefore the sword is obviously a more warlike act, killing someone by the sword, rather than killing them by stoning. But there are different models, but at any rate, Yerni Dachat, right, communal of Avodah Zarah is punished b'sayif and not b'skila. An additional difference, which again may be related to this war model, is mamonam avad. They also lose their money, right? Their money becomes the spoils, not of the people in this case, but of God. It's like the war of Yericho, where it's a war which is fought on behalf of God, primarily by God, and therefore the money becomes cherem. Yechidim, individuals who violate Avodah Zarah, on the other hand, biskila, they're stoned, umamonam palat. And their money goes to their heirs. It is not lost. Yachol nachlok bikarbanotehem. So I might have thought that they similarly would have different karbanot for violating Avodah Zarah, meaning the yachid and the tzibor. Tamad loma Torah chat yihya. No, one Torah. Vigomer. Matkif la reb chilkia mehagronia. So he said, okay, so if the Torah had divided it, so you give a different carbon, what exactly would you do? Manaiti, what would you bring? Naiti par. Tzibur b'shar mitzvot hu damaiti. You want to bring a cow, that's what they bring for other mitzvot. Naiti par le'ola usir lechatat. Tzibur b'avodat. The bringing the par and the sa'ir, right? That is what the tzibor brings with the zara. Naiti sa'ir, if they bring a goat, a male goat, nasi b'shar mitzvot u'demaiti. That's what the king brings by other mitzvot. Naiti si'ira, if you want to say it would be a female goat, yachid namehainu karbano. So, what exactly are we talking about? Meaning all these carbon, no matter what carbon you're going to bring, it's similar to somebody. So what exactly would you do, right? You want them to be distinct. How, what would that look like? So the Gemara says, Itzrich, Salcha Daidech Amina Tzibur Maiti Par Le'ola, V'Seir L'Chatat, Hani Naiti Ifchai. Said, you're right. You're not going to find a new animal. We've done every permutation here. But you could always flip it up, right? You could always switch it up. You could always say, well, the tzibor, they bring a cow as the burnt offering and a goat as the sin offering. Maybe we'd bring the opposite. The kohen would bring the opposite. Par lechatat usir lola. Inami, alternatively, tzarech. You'd say, you're right. You need a different type of carbon. But there is no other carbon you could bring. Ve'ein lo takana. And therefore, there just is no atonement even possible. Kamash malan. No, you just bring, the kohen gadol brings the same carbon for avodah zarah as the tzibor. To kule almat miyak iktiva hanikra bavot gulchol chavim hu dechtive. So now the Gemara says, okay, but at any rate, everyone agrees that these psukim are talking about avodah zarah. My mashma, how do I know? So amar rav avi, tamer rabbi yeshua ben levi v'amri la. Kidei amar kra, v'tishgu v'lo ta'asu et kol mitzvot ha'ele. Because it says, if you sin and do all the mitzvot, you don't do all the mitzvot. Well, obviously, it's not all the mitzvot. So what is all the mitzvot? Hezuhi mitzvah shishkula kechol ha-mitzvot, heve omer zo avodah tochavim. The only sin, which by violating it alone, it's as if you violate the whole Torah, is avodah zarah. And I've noted several times, but that's the drush of Chazal. The Ramban thinks that perek, that unit in Bamidbar Tedvav of the tzibor who violates avodah zarah, which the Torah calls a tzibor which violates the whole Torah. So lehalacha, we primarily understand that as a tzibor that violates avodah zarah, which is equivalent to violating the whole Torah. But the Ramban is mechadesh that no, if you have a tzibor that actually violates the whole Torah b'shogeg, a kahal shogegin, so al pi pshat, the Ramban suggests that it would be the same thing, right? That Chazal aren't talking about that, but the pshat is also true. And as I've mentioned, several modern authorities have tried to pull that Ramban out of halachic oblivion and said that maybe that's a better category than the Binyan Sion's Tinok Shenishba, right? The captured child, to explain the status of non-religious Jews who as an entire community just don't believe in the bindingness of Torah. And therefore, they take the Ramban's claim that the simple pshat of those psukim, not the drasha the Gemara brings here, that this unique karban is limited to a tzibur that violates avodah zarah b'shogeg, but they actually think that maybe there is a status of an entire nation that violates the whole Torah b'shogeg. Debe Rebbe Tana, the Beit Midrash of Rebbe taught, Amar Kra, Asher Diber Hashem El Moshe, Uktiv Asher Tziva Hashem Alechem Biad Moshe. We have two psukim. One says that Hashem said to Moshe, and one says that Hashem commanded to you through Moshe. Ezuhi mitzvah shehi bedurosh al kadosh baruch hu v'tziva yidei Moshe. What are the mitzvot, according to Chazal, that we heard directly from God and then were elaborated on by Moshe? So this is similar to the drasha that Rashi quoted at the beginning from the Sifrei. Heve omer zu avodot kachavim. This is avodah zarah. Titana, and this you've probably heard before, but you didn't know the source. Titana, Rabbi Yishmael, Anochi v'lo yelecha mipi agvura shema'nu'um, that only the first two dibrot were heard from God. Now how did the Chazal get that? Because only the first two were written in first person. After that, they are not. Right? They're not written as God speaking to you, they're written already in third person. Debei Rabbi Yishmael, Tana.
Moshe.
What?
It's what that you heard from Moshe that you didn't hear from God?
That you heard from God and then were only elaborated by Moshe rather than your only access to them was Moshe. And that, for Chazal, is only the first two, which are avodah zarah.
Those first two.
Yeah. Okay, so then the Gemara says, Tana, Limer Hayom Asher Tziva Hashem V'Hala L'Dorotechem, Ezuhi Mitzvah She'Nemra Batchila. What is the mitzvah that was said all the way at the beginning, right? Because it sounds like from the day that God spoke to you, which sounds like right at the beginning, from the beginning to the end, essentially, that's the drasha. Have a omer zu avodah kochavim. That's again avodah zarah, which started off the assertion. Dibrot, V'amar mar Esher mitzvot nitztavu Yisrael b'mara. How can you say that's the beginning? It's true that that's the first thing that God said at Har Sinai. But Chazal build on the fact that in Bishalach, Hashem gives us some anticipatory mitzvot before Har Sinai, already in Mara. So shouldn't the beginning of the process of commands really be not the first of the Aseret HaDibrot, but rather be the mitzvah that we got in Mara? So the Gemara says, you're right, Elam Mechvarta Kedashin Meikara, you're right. You can't talk about this temporal drasha, the first mitzvot. It's not the first mitzvot, so go back to the other drashot that focus on the fact that these are the only mitzvot that were said by God directly. Okay, that's a good stopping point. It's another Mishnah. So let us call that a day. Okay, I will talk to you later.